Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Lots to talk about. It is the Joe Pags Show. It'll be House Oversight Committee Chair, brand new House Oversight Committee Chair, James Comer, District 1 Republican, great state of Kentucky. On how far is he going to go on these Biden documents? What does he know so far? What does he want to know? How about Hunter Biden? How about January 6th? How about the whistleblowers from the FBI? Really good conversation. He's not playing around. He's not playing games. And I'm glad to hear that because we need to get some clarity as to whether there's going to always be a two-tier justice system or if the law actually applies to everybody evenly and equally. I don't know that it does because so far what we're seeing from this administration is how bad Obama was. This guy is like Obama on steroids. It's not even Joe Biden. It's like Ron Klain, and it might be Obama pulling the strings from somewhere as well. Going to have that for you. Going to have the latest on what Biden had to say about the document. Turns out he doesn't regret anything. And I've got your girl, Karine Jean-Pierre, simply not answering questions on a Friday. Give me some strings. Come on, horns. That was me. Protein bar on the break. What'd you have, Carrie?
Nothing.
Ouch. Wow. Sorry about that. Painful. It's a Friday. Come on, Bob.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's
Friday. Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
Let's go. Thank God it's
Friday. Thank God it is Friday.
Let's make it a free speech Friday. Come on. Freedom. Uh-huh. Say what? Bring it now. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da. That is Chocolate Voice. How you doing, Carrie?
Just fine.
Polo get it done. Sam and the hizzy. Whatever's in your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll move on. It is the Joe Pags Show. Thanks. Appreciate you stopping by. Always go to joepags.com. The Tracy Beans interview from yesterday is flying off the shelves. People are loving watching this. 6,000 or 7,000 views very quickly. And I think that's going to be five digits. Probably it'll be over 10,000 soon enough. If you missed any part of that where she explains Missouri v. Biden, it's the Missouri and then Louisiana joined in as well, suing the Biden administration for its collusion with big tech, taking away yours and my First Amendment right to free speak or freely speak or free speech. So the way you find all these and people seem to, because I got an email from somebody last night, I missed that thing from the 5th of January. Can you send me that? Everything's on Rumble. And I know that it sounds confusing, but I want you to get used to this. YouTube is a video platform that they house videos there, but they decide what you can and can't post. They'll demonetize you. They'll ban you. They'll get rid of you. That's what they do. Rumble is another video, just basically a video holding site that you can have your own account. Mine is called Joe Pags, J-O-E-P-A-G-S, and I post everything there. In fact, I put a couple of monologues on there yesterday, too, and I posted the video of that the guy who said he's in special effects in California. He called in to give us some insight into how firearms should be handled on a movie set. That was a great call. We posted that. Plus, I posted something else about the mechanisms of government. Just try to make it easy for you. That's posted as well as the interview with Tracy Beans and Dr. Eric Napudi, who is being sued for $500 billion by the FTC. Every video that you want is at Rumble. Download the Rumble app. It's on the App Store. It's also on the Google Play. Download the Rumble app. Look for J-O-E-P-A-G-S. You'll see all my content. If you're on your desktop, whether it's a Mac or it's a Windows, a PC, doesn't matter. It's always going to be rumble.com/J-O-E-P-A-G-S. Go and do that. Now, I'm doing the Come On videos over on Instagram. That's Joe Talk Show. Same thing on Twitter, Joe Talk Show, and on Getter, Joe Talk Show. On Truth, it's Joe Pags. Make it simple. It's either going to be Joe Pags, all one word, and there's no two G's, it's just P-A-G-S, Joe Pags, or Joe Talk Show on all social media. There is no other name. If there's another name claiming to be me, it is not me on these platforms. So Joe Biden was asked about whether he regrets his mishandling of these top secret or classified documents. Remember, he went after Trump, completely irresponsible, totally irresponsible. And now you can't sort of get anybody in his administration or him to agree that he was irresponsible with these documents. Carrie, do you have what Biden had to say about this?
I do. From the New York Post, President Biden said Thursday he has no regrets about keeping the discovery of mishandled classified documents dating to his vice presidency under wraps until after last year's midterms. A cache of documents with classified markings was found November the 2nd, 6 days before the election, inside a D.C. office Biden used after he left the Obama administration. But the unearthing was kept under wraps until CBS News broke the story January 9th. Biden scolded a female reporter who asked him about the controversy during a trip to tour storm damage in California. Quote, "What quite frankly bugs me is that we have a serious problem here we're talking about," Biden said. "We're talking about what's going on, and the American people don't quite understand why you don't ask me questions about that." Biden then asked for the reporter to repeat her question about whether he regretted concealing the information from the public until after ballots were cast, before launching into another reprimand. Hang on, okay. Look, as we found a handful of documents that were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the National Archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating and looking forward to getting this resolved quickly, the president said. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. That's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
So he's a liar because he did not turn them over. Carrie, thanks. He did not turn them over immediately. The documents have been there for 6 years. Now, listen, maybe in the scheme of all time, 6 years is pretty fast. But to me, as I sit here living life, 6 years is a long time. Trump had these documents for a few months before he started negotiating with the federal government about what he should and shouldn't have, according to them. And they're acting like Trump, you know, stole the Mona Lisa. It's very, very strange. Biden, had Trump said what Biden said to that reporter, and you know this to be true, 13 reporters would have yelled at Trump that he has to answer the question. But these reporters, they're a little persistent now, a little more than they used to be. They're still letting him get away with it. What if you don't tell me what I can ask you? What I'm supposed to ask you about what you happen to be doing today when the biggest story in the country is if you mishandled classified documents. And then, Carrie, I love the part of the story, and I want to make sure I heard you right. Mm-hmm. Biden said they were misfiled?
Let me see.
I'm pretty sure you just said that. Biden's, in his response to the reporter, he said they were misfiled.
We found a handful of documents that were filed in the wrong place.
Okay, so they were filed in the wrong place. That's misfiled. Okay. So if I ask you, Carrie, to put this document that I'm giving you in the file cabinet under J, mm-hmm. and you put it under K, I think that's a misfiling.
Yes, I would say that.
Putting the documents next to your Corvette in the garage, I don't know. I feel like that's not a misfiling. I feel like that might be a little beyond. It's like, I just missed the file cabinet, landed next to your workbench in Delaware. What?
Maybe a bit of a stretch.
I'm trying to just be common sense guy. So how are they misfiled? How did he have them? Is anybody going to tell us how Joe Biden, who didn't have the right to have them, am I going to tell us why he had them? I'd like to know. But no, they were just filed in the wrong place. So you told them to file them where? In the National Archives, and they ended up in the Penn Biden Center? What? You told them to file them in the National Archives, and they took them to your living room in Delaware, in the house that costs $50,000 a month. None of it makes any sense. And then he gets this belligerence about him, and people are afraid to push him. Trump would stand there for 2 hours fielding questions from these idiots, and they're giving Biden a pass. What are you going to say?
I think what's frustrating to a lot of people is, yes, you know, talking about California storm damage is important. He's saying, though, you know, when this reporter asked him about those classified documents, that isn't important. But I think for a lot of Americans, it is. Why have them there? Why keep them? You know, why did you not tell anybody, you know, until after the midterms? I mean,
You were right the first time. I think it's most Americans, because most Americans, especially if they're on the left, had a fit about Trump. The rest of us said, no, Trump can have them. Now the left is going, yeah, but what about Trump? So they care. And those of us who were sick and tired of hearing people attack Trump are certainly engaged in why the hell did Biden, who had no right to have them, have these documents? I think that most Americans are engaged in it. Whether they agree with Biden or agree with Trump doesn't matter. They're engaged in it. And for him to say it's not important, shut up.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Who is he to say that?
It's not a big deal. Well,
filed in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You see the picture of Hunter with a couple of chicks in the Corvette?
I have, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, where do you think he got the Corvette?
From inside the garage?
Get out of here. I thought it was the locked garage where the documents were safe.
Yeah.
Did he leave the garage door open as he went around the block with the girls?
Who knows?
You know what I mean? Did the girls rummage through the documents? Hey, look at these documents. They classified. What does that mean? So, you know what I mean? I mean, we're not allowed to ask questions. Are you crazy? I think he's crazy.
I know.
So let's go to your girl, Karine Jean-Pierre, who is asked some questions about this topic.
Again, he is, that's nothing new. He has said that before. But again, I'm not going to parse the words of the president.
The reporter's question was, can you explain what he meant by he doesn't regret it? What Carrie just read, that statement that he said earlier today. Can you tell us what he meant? And she won't. Now, she's the spokesperson, the mouthpiece for Joe Biden. She will not answer.
Again, he is, that's nothing new. He has said that before. But again, I'm not going to parse the words of the president.
So she does not answer the question. Maybe she'll answer this one.
What does the president mean when he said no regrets? Because he's also said he takes very seriously the handling.
This reporter probably asked it first, and the second reporter asked it second. Same question about the regrets. What were you going to say, Carrie?
I was going to say, because she's making it sound like he has said before that he has no regrets. Has he said that before? Oh, okay, I didn't think so, but okay.
He hasn't. She made that up, but she didn't want to answer the question. So the reporter's going to ask her a longer question, but the same question.
Of classified documents. So I'm unclear what he means about no regrets.
So I'm not going to comment further from what the president has said yesterday. I think he laid out his thoughts. He was asked about it. He laid out his thoughts of whatever question he...
Word salad. He laid out his thoughts. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to parse what he had to say yesterday. She's just not going to answer a question.
I'm not going to get into specifics, or I'm not going to go beyond what the president has said. But I will reiterate from here that and basically what he said to all of you many times at this point, that he does indeed take classified information and seriously. He does indeed take classified documents seriously. I'm just not going to go beyond that. I would refer you to the White House Counsel's office for any specifics on the president's comments or how the process is moving forward.
Did she answer that one, Carrie, you think?
No. Why even bother having these press briefings?
I don't know.
I think it's a waste of time. Let's get the White House Counsel to start having press briefings, I guess.
I know why she's doing it, to give me stuff to play on my show.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Makes sense.
A little more from your girl, KJP.
As it relates to his travel, as you know, he often travels to Delaware on the weekends.
This was in reference to the fact that he's going again to his house in Delaware. This one is the other house in Delaware, where he has spent 200 days, by the way, in his presidency at this house where I guess some documents were found. So she's being asked about him going there and whether he's going to... This reporter, I believe, actually extends the question. Is he going to assist in the search for the documents?
And the president going to his home in Rehoboth Beach today, does that have anything to do with classified documents being found at Wilmington and none being found at Rehoboth?
So as it relates to classified documents, information, which the president takes very, very seriously, and you heard him speak to it when he was asked by your colleagues yesterday when he was traveling in California, I would refer you to the White House Counsel office for any statement coming from here anything new developments coming from here.
Carrie, anything?
That is so, I would be so frustrated.
Was there an answer there?
No, except, you know what? If you want an answer, go to the White House Counsel.
When he's going to this house in Delaware, will he be going there looking for possible documents like they found at the other house in Delaware? And the answer is, he spoke to it, White House Counsel. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. This is the president of the United States. She's the person who's speaking for him. She needs to answer some questions that she refuses to. And keep in mind, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was questioned about whether she actually baked a pie she gave to the press. That's how little they trusted her and treated her like crap.
Right.
Remember?
That's right.
And this one can say anything she wants, get away with anything she wants. And she gets this look on her face like, how dare you ask me again to comment about the guy I work for? I would say I'm stunned, but I'm not.
They keep asking you again because you're not answering their questions.
I mean, literally, one person from ABC will ask the question, then CBS will re-ask it, then Fox will re-ask it, and her answer is, I've already answered this. After she doesn't answer it three times, she says, but I've answered it.
Oh, boy.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts about this, the documents, and you're not going to want to miss my interview with, he's now the chair of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, from the great state of Kentucky, talking about this very topic and what he's expecting to get to the bottom of. We also talk about Trump and classified documents. We talk about Hunter Biden. We talk about whether the feds were involved in January 6th. What are you going to do with the January 6th detainees? Yes, the name Ray Epps comes up again. So we got that and more. 888-941-PAGS. Go to joepags.com. We're back after this.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. You just heard the frustrating words of Karine Jean-Pierre. She refuses to answer any questions when literally her job is to answer questions from the press. Like, I'm not making that up. I'm not being, like, facetious or funny. Her literal job description is go and talk to the press corps and take their questions and answer them. She just doesn't. There are no answers. She'll make a statement, which is half the time fake or made up or false. And then when she's asked a question, she'll say, I refer you over to the State Department. I refer you to the White House counsel. I refer you to the FBI or the DOJ. That's what she does. And they let her get away with it. You know why? Because she set the stage when she walked out day one. I am the first gay immigrant female of color to have this job. The stage was set. If you say, Karine, you're not answering the question. How dare you? Karine, you're allowed to answer this question. The DOJ said so. Don't tell me what I can and can't answer. Didn't you hear? I'm gay, female, an immigrant, and of color. I'm glad it doesn't work. I mean, it does to an extent because they don't push her very hard. But Biden's an old nasty white man. So, and by nasty, I mean, he's a nasty guy. And no, he's not Catholic. He says he's Catholic, but his actions prove that he's not. If you're that for abortion, you're no Catholic that I've ever heard of. But they just won't push these people like they did Trump. But the tide is turning. Because yesterday, Carrie, your story on all of this was from CNN.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The agency that broke this was CBS.
Yeah.
So the tide is turning, and hopefully they'll get frustrated enough to where they're going to say, why are you the press secretary? And make her answer that. Why are you doing this job? You do it very badly. And if she tries to get all intersectional on you, forget it. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. I don't have to tell you that your electric bill is through the roof, your whatever the fuel bill is that you use to heat your home, through the roof. Some people dealing with 200% higher bills this winter over last winter. So there's some technology you've got to go check out. Eden Pure Gen 40, it's a heater, and it's already helping thousands of people save money on their heating bills. At Eden Pure, an advanced heating engineering team has combined an infrared heating system and a convective heating system into one space heater. These two technologies work together to heat a home better than your current furnace, your boiler, your baseboard heat, and other space heaters. They use two forms of heating technology, and it heats a room so much faster than the other space heaters that you've got. It's a small portable heater. You take it anywhere, it's going to heat you right up. The Gen 40 heater. Never be cold again. Save money month after month with Eden Pure and get an additional $50 off the Gen 40 sale price with my discount code. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Enter code PAGS50, P-A-G-S, the number 50. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGS50. That also gets you free shipping. Make sure you go do that and do it right now. See if we have time for a quick one. I mean, Jason, it's got to be fast in Nebraska. Let's go.
Hey, Joe, love the show anyway. This has happened before. I know you're a little more well-versed than I am in this. It goes back to Quint. She had an illegal, unsecured server. She scrubbed 30,000 emails, even though that she was not supposed to and told, hey, we don't want the personal ones. We want the ones that you were not supposed to have. But nonetheless, that was glossed over, whitewashed. What happened to her? Nothing. Now here comes Biden. He's had these for 6 years. He's had them at the Penn Center. Now, what is going on with the ones in his garage behind a Corvette? Seems to me that the big guy himself needed to make sure that things were redacted, removed to protect Junior, because it will go back and possibly show all of the illegal wrongdoings that they have.
Gotta go, Jason. I gave you more time than I had. Keep it here. Appreciate you.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.